I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about a new report, Procurement in Local Government. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's about procurement, and by that I mean councils buying all the goods and services they need. To give you the bigger picture, every year Scotland's councils spend £5.4 billion on these goods and services, and that works out at more than £1,000 for each of us. So it really is a huge sum of money, as is the range of goods and services purchased by councils, from construction to computers, from school meals to care for the elderly.
So what are the main findings?
The good news is there has been progress since the Scottish Government launched new initiatives in 2006, and councils themselves set up Scotland Excel. That's a body which pools expertise and purchasing power to buy more services collaboratively. Indeed, over the last 3 years, the use of collaborative contracts has increased by 80% to over £500 million.
But what does this mean for the public? It sounds like this is just about bulk buying to save cash.
No, it's actually, there's much more to it than that. It starts with councils getting maximum value for every pound they spend. But better procurement can also maintain and improve services. Councils are also using it to promote economic development through new apprenticeships as well as environmental improvements. And these are really positive benefits for local communities. And overall savings can, of course, be used for other essential council services.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Last year, there were reported savings of £71 million. But we think there is potential to do more. For example, £9 million could be saved just through councils moving from paper-based to electronic payment systems. And progress has been mixed across councils. There's a lot they can learn from each other. It's really important that they invest in qualified staff and new systems. That's what the better performing councils have done, and achieve better service quality and savings as a result. So we want the pace of improvement to increase across all councils. The key point is that there are real benefits from better procurement, and that's all the more important in these times when budgets continue to tighten. Good procurement, quite simply, is what the public expect their councils to do.
Douglas, thank you.